Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever met a Second City graduate? Yes, I'm talking about Second City from Chicago. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be an inspired writer specializing in chick lit genre? Have you ever wanted to know how you can become a powerful writer yourself? Yes, you can today. Now, would you like to learn what happens when you lose a best friend and you try to imagine that they never left? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Beyond Believing? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to become an inspired writer? If you can answer yes, or maybe, to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my guest. She will provide us with inspiration, information, and some really, really great advice about writing and life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is an author, blogger, and inspired writer for the chick lit genre. She is a Second City graduate, hopeless romantic, amazingly proud aunt, and a forever friend and life lover. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show Dee Dee Marks. Hi, Dee Dee. How are you doing today?
Hi, January. I'm great. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm very thrilled to have you on the show, and I have never had a Second City graduate on my show, so
wow.
I want to hear all about that. But before we go there, could you share where your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were?
Sure. So I was born in the Midwest in Fairview Park, Ohio, and moved around a little bit until I was 11 years old. I lived in New Jersey for about 8 years, and then I landed in Chicago, transfers through my dad's job, and pretty much grew up living in Chicago and went to high school there, which is where I met my friend who inspired the book. And I would say my early childhood inspiration were mostly teachers and coaches and extracurricular activities and things of that nature. One mentor in particular was a teacher I had at my high school in our senior year. He was a political science teacher, and he was just full of passion and life. And we were in an election year, and I just remember him giving his lectures, jumping on the table with excitement, and really, really living his dream and passion. You could tell every day that he just came to work with his whole heart and soul.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so you actually had the gift of gab, and your parents identified a pattern. At the teachers' conferences, they'd say she's a little too social.
Yes.
And her biggest life concern was identifying which boy she'd be chasing at recess rather than math.
Yes.
And she parlayed this gift into creating play dates on the playground. If friendship were a business, she'd be a millionaire. And you know what? It sounds like you could have been my soulmate, and we might have been separated at birth, because I think that's exactly the way I would have been described by my parents and teachers. It really makes life a lot more fun when you have the gift of gab, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I was in trouble many a time, but for good reason, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely. And I still go back to my high school reunions, and all of us with the gift of gab, we were a little mischievous, and we drove the nuns crazy.
And I went to Catholic school, too, so I know the drill, yes.
Did you go to all-girls Catholic school?
No, it was an all-girls school, and it had just recently become co-ed about 10, 15 years before I went, so.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a secret society for women who have gone to Catholic high schools.
Yes.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about going to Second City. How did that come about? That sounds like an amazing experience.
It was absolutely incredible to go and stand on stage where, you know, the likes of Bill Murray and Eddie Murphy and everybody were. It was incredible. So I had just started a new job in the consulting world. So this is kind of back in the dot-com boom where everybody had a cool company name and were hiring consultants left and right. And I just wanted to really build my confidence. So I was like, you know, my friends had always told me that I was a good storyteller and that, you know, I had a gifted sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should go do something with this. So I enrolled at Second City, and I went through a full year of training, 5 different levels, and you basically start with the same group of people, and you go through the whole program together, so you learn to trust each other, and you can learn to play off of each other, and you just learn great life skills about how to be very present and in the moment, and be able to respond off the cuff, and having so much fun doing it, right? So
Now, share with us, did you, in order to get in, when you enrolled, did you have to audition, or what's the process?
I did not. So they offer courses for kind of any layperson off the street, and then the next level after that, once you graduate from this initial program, you do have to audition to get into that level, and at that point, I was so busy traveling with my job, I didn't pursue it any further, which is a bit of a regret, but I still learned a ton during the process.
Okay, and how long did you study there?
So it was a full-year program, so in 5 different segments, and at the end of the 3rd segment and the 5th segment, we did shows on the main stage at Second City for friends and family, so I actually did perform, which was exhilarating, and I got to stand behind the curtain where people like Gilda Radner and everybody else did, so it was an amazing experience.
Oh my gosh! You know, are you interested in performing now, or is that a part of your past?
You know, I did go back recently to take some of their writing programs, which I would recommend to anybody who is interested in learning how to, especially if they're writing fiction, because they help you create these storyboards and to build a subject matter that you would have never thought of before, and they teach you some really great techniques and tools to use to be able to, you know, put a storyline together or create a character. So it's really creative and brainstorming, and you're with other creative people. It's just a tremendous experience.
Oh, I can imagine there would be such a tremendous adrenaline rush having that creative, inspiring. You know, when I look at your picture, I think you would be wonderful if you were cast in a Melissa McCarthy production.
I hear that quite often, believe it or not. So
you look like you could be her best friend, and you look like you could probably be as funny as she is. Speaking about best friends. I have my best sponsors, and we're going to hear from them, and we'll come back with Dee Dee Marks.
Are you pursuing your passion, doing what you really want to do in life? Do you ever feel everyone around you is succeeding, leaving you behind, feeling unhappy and unsatisfied with your life? There are many ways to become successful, but getting there is half the battle. In his book, Finding Your Road to Success, How to Get There Without Getting Lost, Patrick Daniel shares tips on what it really takes to be successful. As a CPA, chartered professional accountant, author, life coach, charity founder, investor, and family man, Patrick lives success every day of his life. Connect with Patrick at www.findingyourroadtosuccess.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. Today we're visiting with Dee Dee Marks, and she graduated with a communication degree from the University of Ding. She attempted to break into the world of public relations, but instead she got sidetracked because she had a job. After going to Second City program in Chicago, she returned to her alma mater to immerse herself in a three-day writing course where this dream finally came to life. Asked to imagine if she were a superhero, her task was to dig deep to describe her special powers. Based on the real-life tragedy of one of her best friends, that answer came without hesitation. All Dee Dee's ever wanted was the power to visit with him one last time. This is the inspiration that catapulted her into her debut project entitled The Beyond Series. She dove into a world imagining that he never left. What an inspiring start to a wonderful story. What was it like to go back to a three-day writing course? I've never been in a writing course in my life. I'd love to hear about it.
So interestingly enough, I know that you are compared to Irma Bombeck. It was actually an Irma Bombeck course because she's from Dayton, and she is being honored because she was from the area, and Phil Donahue was actually one of the moderators.
Oh, how fabulous.
Yes, it was incredible.
I would have loved to have been there. You know, my husband's from Ohio, and actually we're leaving this Thursday to go back to Ohio State for a fraternity reunion. So we're Buckeyes, true and true.
Now,
so you did this writing course, and you had to come up with your own superhero inspiration. Yes. So tell us about your friend that you lost.
Yes. So it was a friend of mine from high school. We weren't romantically involved. We were just best friends. There was about six of us in the group. And a year after we graduated from college, I got a call that he had passed away in a car accident. And it just literally shook my entire world. You know, I had been through losses of grandparents and great aunts and uncles. But when somebody that young is taken from you at the prime of their life, it just changes you and rocks you to the core. And at the time, I just was so devastated that I had to find a way that I could communicate with him still on a day-to-day basis. I didn't know how that was going to be, but I was just like, I need to feel his presence to know that he's okay and to know that we can still communicate. And as soon as I opened my world to that, I would get signs and symbols from him that have been guiding my journey ever since. And that was over 20 years ago.
And so how old were you when this accident occurred?
So we were both 23. He was, you know, young and vivacious and a true ladies' man, baby blue eyes and a killer smile and a great sense of humor and just truly lived life to the fullest. So I think that even made the impact even greater when we lost him is because he was such, you know, a ball of energy that everybody loved being around. And so, you know, it was a huge gap and loss for us all. And
this your story resonates with me because I, as most of my listeners know, I lost my first husband when he was just 32 years old and I was 25 years old. And it's one of those events that just rocks you to your heart and soul. And then I was able to have signs and symbols from beyond that were comforting to me. Now, what kind of signs and symbols did you experience, Dee Dee?
So in particular, there was a song that I resonated with. So we grew up in the 80s, and he was a big John Mellencamp fan since we are from the Midwest. And John Mellencamp has a song called Small Town. And if you listen to the lyrics to that song, it really talks about the life of John Mellencamp growing up and living near his family and living life to the fullest. And so I just kind of picked that song. And anytime I needed something, guidance from him or a question answered, I would ask to hear this song. And I'm telling you, 22 years later, I'm still hearing this song.
Oh, wow.
I need it. So it's incredible. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy. Well, I also get license plates and other signs, but I'm also very in tune and very aware of it as well.
Well, my husband and I, we had our song too. And,
oh, did you?
Yeah, and here I am 40-some years later, and I still hear that song, and it just takes me right where I need to be.
Yes.
Did you ever have any dreams where he communicated with you?
Yes, so
I bet you did.
Yeah, we would, if I ever have a dream about high school, it's like my memory knows that he was still around in high school, so I'm always searching for him. And we usually don't speak, but he's always there to give me a hug, and the next morning when I wake up, I definitely feel like I've had a visit or I've seen him, you know.
Yeah.
It's very comforting.
Yeah, it's totally comforting. And it's one of those things, you know, like most dreams you wake up and you can't really remember the dream. You're kind of vague and struggling. But I've discovered that if you have a visitation dream from the other side, it is as real as we are talking to each other now.
Yes.
You remember every sentence. You remember every aspect. It's not a vague experience, is it?
No.
Yeah.
They tell
yeah.
you to have your loved one do something to wake you up so that you'll remember it. That's what I've heard through, you know, from the Long Island medium. She says that. It's like, tell them to wake you up so you'll remember the interaction.
Yeah, it's very comforting. Okay, so then you decided to, you wrote for this 3-day writing class. Is that where Beyond Believing came from?
So I've been working, you know, after he passed away, you know, I was living the traditional life of a college student, right? I got my first job and the next job and that sort of thing and was kind of waiting in life to get married and have kids. And that unfortunately didn't happen at the time. And So I kept pursuing my career, and then I ended up at 40 years old and was fired from my first job ever. Oh. And was kind of looking at my life going, you know, I don't want to necessarily associate myself with this job because my job does not define me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't want to be in this position at middle age and not know what my next step is going to be. And I really just took the time to dig super deep in my soul and say, what am I supposed to be doing in this life? What is it that I'm supposed to be doing? I don't think this J-O-B, as I like to call it, is what is God put me here on this earth to do. And because I had been struggling so many years with this loss and devastation over my friend dying, mm-hmm. I decided that I wanted to create a legacy of our friendship, and I wrote it fictionally so that, you know, nobody would necessarily, I'm not anybody famous, so nobody would necessarily want to hear about my mm-hmm. personal life, but I think people could relate to a strong friendship and the shenanigans mm-hmm. you get into when you're in these mm-hmm. moments and mm-hmm. following a friendship and then adding to it. So that's kind of where the inspiration came from. I just had to kind of get over that fear of starting to write it down, and that's where the three-day workshop came in, where mm-hmm. it gave me the tools, and it surrounded me with people that were in the same place creatively that really inspired me to just really jump off the ledge and just do it.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to jump off the ledge with you in our next segment. But before we jump off any ledges, dear, we're going to hear from our sponsors.
Okay.
And when we come back, Dee Dee's going to share her website and tell us how to order her book, which I will be doing as soon as I come off the air. We'll be right back.
Any moment, we can be painfully reminded that none of us is immune from loss. Perhaps the worst nightmare of any parent is the loss of a child. When this happens to someone else, most parents quietly wonder how they could ever deal with such an inversion of the natural order. When author Donna Mebbin lost her youngest daughter, Emma, she initially wanted to give up and join her beautiful, spirited 19-year-old. But she didn't. Instead, she wrote the multi-award-winning novel, Tomorrow Comes, an amazing book in which Donna chronicles the way her family lives forward and imagines the way Emma does too, in a magical land called After. Tomorrow Comes is available on Amazon and other online booksellers. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
I'm also pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. We are visiting with a very wonderful priceless personality today, Dee Dee Marks, and her book, Beyond Believing, is a sweet, funny, romantic story that touches the heart, serves up delicious twists and turns, and shows the reader there is no such thing as coincidence. She regards this book her love letter to friendship, written in memory of her best friend, Dan. What I'm just so excited about this book. And, you know, we had a commercial earlier with Donna Meban, and she writes about her loss of her child, Emma. So it's very similar message. And I think people are drawn to this. I think we're in a time where people are more open to the spirituality that happens when someone passes over. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. I don't know how I was so in tune 25 years ago, because I don't think it was as talked about, but
yeah,
I just kept it personal, but made it stay alive, and it's really what's helped get me through.
That's terrific. Could you share your website information and tell our listeners how they can get your book?
Sure. So my website is D as in Daniel, D as in Daniel, MARX.com. And you can receive a free chapter of my book along with some other blogs and information about me and my background. It's also available on Amazon.com, Kindle. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble. You can also purchase it off my website. So any of those channels you can certainly buy it at.
Wonderful. Well, I'm downloading it to my Kindle and taking it with me on the plane to Ohio. And
Aww.
It sounds like something I love, enjoy reading. Now, let's talk about becoming a writer.
Sure.
How did that happen for you? And what is how often do you write? And how do you make this a career?
Sure. So I think, you know, growing up and in college, when I decided to go the communication major route, you know, it involves a lot of paper writing, and I was in public relations and marketing. And I think my gift has always been more in the written form than, you know, any sort of history or math. So it always came somewhat easy to me. And any class I took that required me to express myself through the written word, I actually excelled at. And I didn't really ever envision myself writing a book, although people have told me that I'm a storyteller. It just kind of, you know, I was like, I have this, you know, whole thing in my head about losing Dan and our friendship and what he's done for me over the years. And I just was like, I'm just going to write it down and leave this legacy for our friends and his family and me. And if nobody else reads it but us, it's still worth it. And so I just sat down and it literally just poured out of me. And I tried to just create my own voice, tried to not read anybody else at the time so that I wouldn't impact my own voice, and was just trying to tell it in a way that I was almost having a conversation with a friend.
Okay, yeah. Okay, and that is exactly what we try to do on this radio show, which
right.
is why I'm enjoying having you visit so much, because I feel like you're one of my friends and we're just chatting. And I think some of the most amazing things come out of that kind of environment. Don't you agree?
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, your book is like, was it fiction or is it memoir?
Yes.
It's fiction.
It is fiction, and I will say there's a lot of reality in it, but I was able to, since it is fiction, I was able to kind of change things that really happened in time, so they either happen at a different time, or there's a lot of fiction in it, but it was based on things that have either happened to me or people that I know or events in my life, and but it really gave me the freedom to write in a way where I wasn't so restricted and, you know, allowed for some fun surprises at different places in the book.
Okay. Now, your pen name is a dedication to your beloved friend, Dan,
yes.
who continues to guide and inspire you every day. So D stands for what? DD. What does that stand for?
So D, the first initial is for my name, which is Denise. Then D is for Daniel Mark. His middle name is Mark, but I changed the K to an X for flair.
I get it. Well, people, you know, of course, January Jones is my pseudonym for writing, and people always ask me how I came up with that name, and it looks good when you write it.
Exactly.
And people remember it because,
yes.
you know, once I got your information, I had D.D. Marks on my desk. And, boy, I could remember you, like, very easily.
Right. That is absolutely actually what I have found. And I've visited some authors that I follow that I enjoy, and I've been at signings and things, and I've gotten a couple, and they're like, Dee Dee. And I was like, wow, yeah. They remember me, you know?
Well, you know, that's the advice we should give to any people who are listening and thinking about writing a book. You get a really good name. You get a writing name that people will remember, and then you get a really great, great cover designer.
Yes, exactly. I agree. 100%.
Yeah, once they see that wonderful cover on the shelf, then they'll certainly pick it up. Now, are you what kind of a writing schedule do you adhere to now? Do you write in the mornings, or how does it play out for you?
So the book, and I should say the book is a trilogy. So the first one is Beyond Believing. There's two more to come in the series.
Wow.
And I am still working full-time at my J-O-B. But, you know, I still make time for myself to write, but it's not every day, and it's based on, you know, what I'm inspired by at that moment. So when I wrote the first book, I didn't write it in, you know, chapter by chapter. I didn't start at the beginning. I kind of jumped around a lot, and it was kind of what I was feeling that day. So if I was in a giddy mood, I would write a fun, flirty chapter, and if I was in a sassy mood, I would maybe write about a job chapter. So it's kind of where